Estevan. The Estevan Coldwell Banker's Choice Real Estate U12 Chargers might have been in a record-breaking game against the Weyburn Ravens this week. The Chargers romped to a 96-50 victory over the Ravens Tuesday night at the Dana Quasience Memorial Field at Woodlawn Athletic Park. Chargers coach Matt Skell thinks the game might have set records in the Kinsman Moose Jaw Minor Football League's U12 division for most points in a game by one team, and most by both teams. I had a couple of guys who have been involved in football in Estevan for a long time saying, I don't think I've seen 95 up on our scoreboard, and, I don't think I've ever seen 145 combined points by anybody, said Skell. Weyburn led 14-0 at one point early in the game, but Estevan recovered and led 52-37 at halftime. Estevan outscored them 34-13 in the second half. It was a super competitive game off the start, said Skell. That Weyburn team, their offense was really good. With about 5 minutes left in the first half, our defense made some plays when we needed them to and got us the ball back. We had a couple of fumble recoveries and we were able to capitalize on them. Defensive coach James Hagsman spoke to the defensive players at halftime and inspired the players to be better. Meanwhile, the offensive players seemingly couldn't do anything wrong. Skell praised the offensive line, saying it was, by far, their best game as a unit, and everyone on offense did their job from a blocking perspective. It's something you see in the pros, how good these kids played. They were gang blocking and blocking up to different levels and taking care of different guys, said Skell. Offensive line coach Ryan Egan had a great game plan for Weyburn, Skell said. The Chargers were coming off their bye week and had practiced just once in 10 days prior to Tuesday. They also had 6 new plays, but Skell said they didn't miss a beat. Waylon Manti had 6 touchdowns for Estevan in the game. TJ Thompson had 4. Carter Workman had 3 touchdowns and Elizabeth Bergen scored 1 after shifting from the offensive line to the tight end position to score on a running play. Ryder Manti also scored. All touchdowns were on offensive plays. Defensively, Nash Faber had another excellent game, Skell said, and the unit did well against a really good running back for Weyburn. The Chargers, 3-1, will visit Assiniboia on Saturday. Also on Tuesday, the Estevan Lions Club U14 Oilers dropped a 27-0 decision to the Weyburn Ravens. The Oilers, 0-5, have a bye week coming up and will visit the Moose Jaw Raiders on October 7.